the evening of May 13th, UNIFIL peacekeepers stationed at a position between Tyr and Nakura heard several explosions coming from north of their position in the direction of Tyr. Sounds of explosions were also heard at UNIFIL headquarters in Nakura. The phone of UNIFIL's head of mission and force commander, Major General Stefano Del Call, was ringing.
Hello? Hello?
Our peacekeepers reported that a number of rockets fired from Lebanon and had landed in the sea off the coast in the Israeli side. When something happened, it's important to be in contact with the party, so that I was immediately in contact with the Israeli Defense Forces and the Lebanese Armed Forces. It's important also to prevent escalation and understand if there could be an immediate retaliation from the Israeli side. It's necessary also to facilitate coordination security response on the ground. So our peacekeepers, they have to be protected and to be also the population where we are working. So the LAF promptly deploy, identify the location of the rocket launching. The Israeli in the heat might call for restraint and refraining from retaliating to the rocket fire. A situation like that could be escalated in a very serious event that it could be difficult to manage. So it's very important to go straight and discuss and call the parties immediately.
Fortunately, no one was hurt, but UNIFIL and the Lebanese armed forces immediately sent troops and assets to enhance security. Teams were sent to the area the rockets seemed to have been launched from, a banana orchard a dozen kilometers from the Blue Line. The Lebanese armed forces found what looked to be launch location, and both the LAF and UNIFIL launched investigations. A few nights later, UNIFIL radar detected more rockets being launched from near Kafr Shuba. These landed in Lebanese territory near a UN position. The launches were also detected by both Lebanese and Israeli armed forces. In retaliation, Israeli forces responded with artillery aimed at the presumed launch location. The situation threatened to escalate quickly. UNIFIL's head of mission and force commander again jumped into action.
We detect rockets fired along different trajectory from north of the Blue Line near Kafr Shuba. The rockets overshot the Israeli village Metula Mishgavam and impacted near the Lebanese village of Rabat Tartin. And one actually what impacted in very close to our UN position near El Adessi. So the Israeli, they fired back few artillery rounds, including illumination round in the area northwest of the Sheba. We, as UNIFIL, in close coordination with the Lebanese Armed Forces, we visited the launch site not far from Kafr Shuba. We launched an investigation because we found remnants of launch pads. It's very important to investigate in an independent way, and we needed the cooperation of both parties.
UNIFIL and the Lebanese armed forces sent troops and increased patrols to prevent any further incidents that could put the people living in the area in danger.
Team of peacekeepers was deployed on the ground immediately after the launch and to search the area and also to support the Lebanese Armed Forces in preventing any further hostile activities. I also remain in touch with the commander of the Lebanese Armed Forces and also the commander of the Sahel Litani sector quarter in Tyre. I also in touch with the Israeli Defense Forces to decrease tensions and the conflict of the situation. I ask to exercise the maximum restraints and to continue liaising close with UNIFIL in order to prevent escalation, because many times there happen incidents, thanks to God, not very serious in the past 15 years after the war in 2006. So we need to prevent escalation and to avoid unilateral actions.
On the afternoon of May 19th, UNIFIL peacekeepers on duty in different locations south of Tyr heard the sounds of explosions coming from north of their location. UNIFIL radar confirmed that rockets had been launched and that Israeli forces were firing back in retaliation.
I urge the Israeli to cease fire, and I ask the LAF to understand exactly the location, to visit the location where the rockets fire with us, with our peacekeepers. And exactly what happened, so we dispatched to the suspect launch site and we support the LAF in prevent any further hostile activities.
UNIFIL's head of mission credits the mission's strong liaison and coordination mechanisms for helping de-escalate the situation. UNIFIL liaison officers were in direct and immediate touch with their counterparts, just as the head of mission was in touch with his counterparts in the Lebanese and Israeli military leadership.
South Lebanon has enjoyed 15 years of stability after the war in 2006, and in the cessation of hostility has largely held and has served everyone well, especially the civilians that are living along both sides of the blue line. As I say, relative stability in South Lebanon has seen for the past 15 years is a credit to the work that our peacekeepers, the UNIFIL peacekeepers who are serving South Lebanon, but also to the parties who have availed themselves of the mission liaison coordination mechanism. It's important to avoid the misunderstanding and the decreased tensions. So that is very fundamental work. But once again, the recent events or incidents shown that, as we say, the apparent calm we see can shatter in an instant.
UNIFIL continues to send additional peacekeepers out to patrol the area of operations in close coordination with the Lebanese armed forces. Often LAF and UNIFIL patrol together and all the activities are closely coordinated. Their goal is to prevent further rocket launches or other activities that could upset the relative stability the region has enjoyed for the past 15 years and send the region back into conflict.
We believe in peace, so my personal and our goal is peace. We are peacekeepers. We want to see the peace, prosperity, stability in South of Lebanon. That's the reason that we are here. And that's the reason is because we are serving UN under the blue flag in South of Lebanon.
Thank you for listening to this special episode of Salam from the South, an audio production of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon.